This is called a biography. Poetry cripples, tempus fugit. I've removed from the literary wars the hand of a gentleman in quill, the blackberry ink mixed with tears, who sought the ingratitude of his day as a sculptor clay or an alchemist brass. Poet or poem, life or art, he cared for his judgments in their prisons. He likened himself to a convict. He lifted his vision to the window. He dug for the treasures of light. He entered the solitary's tunnel. Women he loved, he surrendered, as leaf falls for the love of leaf. Felons he insulted, and readers perverted. In the cave of the senseless, it all fit. The thin shafts the stars shone down could not lighten his life at hard labor.